You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
I've never been this nervous in my life.
Greetings from Long Time No See, the podcast. Every week, we'll be inviting two blindfolded comedians to answer a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Now, let's remove those blindfolds and start the show.
Hi!
What would your opening line with your celebrity crush be?
Loved you in Harry Potter.
Worst date you've been on?
A man bit my neck mole off once.
You did what?
A man bit my neck mole off.
Oh my God, Jack almost fell off his chair.
Be sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
All of you all.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you so much, as always, for making your way here, checking out the episode and series. Hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week. That's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to keep you up to date on your favorite artists, discover some new ones, and know what's happening in the music world. iTunes and Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, Podchaser, NPR, YouTube for the video versions, or again, anywhere you get your podcasts from. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, I'm sitting down with the band Camino to discuss their debut album and the journey from a small Memphis, Tennessee band to their recent breakout success over the past couple years. I've got Jeffrey Jordan, Spencer Stewart, and Garrison Burgess to talk about, their first touring van, working in a group with three vocalists, and the magic and lost art of a blazing guitar solo. Now, we also get to get into the themes of the record, proper use of swear words, and, of course, their tour that they're going to be on this fall. So let's do this. The debut self-titled album, it's Kyle Meredith with the band Camino.
What's up?
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm great. It's nice to see you all on here, and especially considering what's going on as we lead up to the debut or the premiere of your debut full-length album, the self-titled record. First off, congrats. Congrats on making it here.
Dude, thank you. It's a long time coming.
It's been a road.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I hear. I mean, you've had a few EPs setting up to this. How did you all want to approach the full album? Like, is there a kind of a marker in the sand of how it sounds compared to what you all were doing with the EPs?
I would definitely say so, but it's just kind of like, it's hard to put your finger on it, but it's kind of like a stamp in time of where we are now compared to where we were, you know, 2 years ago when we released Try Hard. So a lot of the songs that are on the album were kind of like, we've basically been a band for, you know, we started off as like just like playing bar gigs in Memphis in 2015. And like, so it's been a long road of like kind of just making music and figuring out, you know, who we are as a band and like, you know, how to express ourselves the right way. But most of this, and like, I don't know, we had so many songs from over the years that we felt like this will be on the album, this will be on the album one day, and then like when it came down to it, most of the songs on the album like got written right before we recorded the album, and so it ended up being like a more of a snapshot of kind of where we are currently.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what you all have going on, the chemistry and the sound it's built, I feel is like something special. And I don't know if you've had, because they, like, as a band, I don't think you've been around like all that often, all that long, especially on the national scale. Like, do you have, like, when did you know that this was something different? Did you have like older bands that you'd been in the past that you could compare it to? Like, this is something else.
This is.
I definitely.
Yeah.
Did.
So Garrison was in a band right before. Yeah,
I've been in a number of bands over the course of my young 25 years, and I joined these guys 3 years ago. 3 years ago in July, and I know it's crazy. It's we're past the 3 year mark, which is pretty nuts.
That's nuts.
But yeah, I mean, as soon as we started working together, I feel like the chemistry was immediate. And that's something it normally takes years to cultivate, and it took maybe two rehearsals, and it was just like, ah, this feels right. Like we're doing it together. It feels like we've been a band the whole time, you know? And so from my experience, yeah, it was definitely an immediate, just like, this makes sense. I don't know.
Great,
I'm sure you guys
great use of cultivate.
Yeah. Dude, cultivate was super strong in that sentence.
But yeah, definitely agree with that statement. Like me and Spencer met in 2014-ish, probably. We started playing music together in 2015. And like, it didn't start off as the band Camino. It was like Americana. And then like, I don't know, meetings. Like we had kind of a big influence on like each other's, like what we listened to and what we liked. And like, so we kind of just slowly evolved, and then we moved to Nashville. We started the band Camino in 2015. Mm-hmm. And we moved to Nashville like on the hunt for a drummer. And we met Garrison in 2018. So it felt like it was just continually just kind of like, you know, becoming what it is today. And like, I think the biggest year of like kind of, I don't know, becoming the band Camino that I feel like most people, you know, the people that consider like the modern day band Camino is like starting in like 2018, because yeah, we met our producer who we've been working with since. We started working with our manager like beginning of 2018. We met Garrison 2018, and it was like all these kind of things just like aligning. Yeah. Moved to Nashville and like
kind of gave us a level of consistency we hadn't had. I think between 2016 and 2018 we toured a lot, but it was mostly like weekend gigs, or like Jeffrey would literally cold call or cold email some random, you know, place out in California or Oregon. Yeah. Or some like literally the most you random shit. Yeah. So it's like we would go and do that, but we weren't like you said, we weren't like a national thing yet. Yeah. We hadn't like hopped on with anybody or done anything like that.
We had a van and a dream.
Oh,
we were driving.
It was a fat dream though. It was great.
And a sick van.
And a sick van. But dude, yeah, RIP to the van. And I miss the van every day.
She's out there somewhere.
She is. She's being used. Isn't she like,
yeah, it got used by like a church that does like rehab for like former addicts and stuff. It's like a church camp van. So it's like a good cause.
Yeah.
Eventually you do like Dave Grohl does and hunt it down 20 years later, buy it back, and then
exactly
do another tour. You know, it's
full circle.
So I think that van needed a little bit of church in its life after what it saw. It needed some redemption there.
Needed its soul to be saved.
Right. I think what is really impressive right off the bat about this album is that knowing that you all are coming with multiple voices, and I mean that exactly, vocalists and songwriters, but still there's a cohesive sound to it. Like it doesn't sound like two different bands, three different bands or whatever. And I don't know, again, that might be natural to a testament to your chemistry, but if not, then is that, how do you go about that to make sure it still sounds like a record?
Probably, I feel like we're at this point, like, you know, me and Spencer have been singing together for so long. We kind of like rubbed off on each other a little bit, I'm sure. And we're just kind of like, I don't know, you know how like siblings and brothers and like sisters or whatever kind of always sound like, I don't know, family harmonies always like have that, like, you know, all you can tell, like they sound so similar. I feel like we kind of have that because we've just spent so much time mm-hmm. together.
Yeah, there's a lot of unspoken stuff that goes on in terms of like, mm-hmm. yeah, and vocal. I feel like a lot of the time people have a hard time distinguishing our voice. We get that a lot.
Which like, is crazy to us, because I feel like,
yeah, we feel like we're individuals, but you know, some people
they're like, oh, people I love might, you on this song. I'm like, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, man, I sound great.
Yeah, I sound awesome, right?
Not me.
He makes his vocal debut on this song.
It's not a big thing, so don't say
it's a big,
it's
not
a huge
thing.
Thing.
It's
the biggest,
a very minimal thing.
We have this like 70s kind of disco throwback song called I Think I Like You on the record. Yeah. And Garrison he sings the bass line and like the dark horse.
I've been told that I have a pretty cool radio voice.
He has a sweet, sultry baritone range.
He has got a nice baritone.
And it was the last, like the last day we were tracking, or maybe the day before. And I was just like joking around, just singing some dubby dubs, like matching the bass line. And we were like, yeah, let's go ahead and put that in there. So we did. So there you go. There's my vocal debut on the record.
Not the last one though, right? Not the last.
It's the first of many, but hopefully I'll sing words instead of dubs next time, but you know, we'll see.
That's easier.
We can do some barbershop, honestly, like three part. He's got
a hidden track.
The bass range covered.
Yeah.
I can get down there.
Well, from the drums and the bass right there, I also want to bring up the guitar because the solo on Know It All is so good.
Dude.
Like first off, it seems like for whatever reason, the guitar solo in the middle of the rock song has become a lost art to be able to pull it off. Second, there is an era in this solo that is nailed. I'm hearing a little bit of Slash, a little bit of Van Halen. I don't know what you're going for there, but it is so, so good.
So there's a guitarist named, and he's like a friend of the band. His name's Mateus Asado. He plays with Tori Kelly, and I think he's played with JoJo and Jesse J, not JoJo. Or maybe JoJo too. I don't know. All of those like insanely great singers. And I don't know. He came to town. I don't know. When was that? Sometime 2019. Sometime or no 2020. It was sometime last year. But anyway, we ended up writing a couple songs together, and like just from the little that I saw, that like super inspired me. And he's just this crazy, incredible shredder. So I try to channel some of his energy.
Yeah. Let's make sure we hype him up the max. He's a worldwide phenomenon.
Oh yeah.
He's the man,
if not the best guitarist of this generation. And he's like at least top three or four.
Wow. That's putting him up there.
Oh yeah. He's definitely,
he's approved by John Mayer, and you know, John Mayer is Mayer, and he's just like, I think Mateus was telling us a story. I'll make it quick, but he was telling us a story, and he was at like this convention, and John Mayer was there, and John Mayer was just like, "Oh, Mateus," and just hands him the guitar, like just stops what he's doing and hands him.
Didn't he
guitar
like bow down?
Yeah,
to
he
him?
Was like, he was like, "Well, ladies and gentlemen, the best guitar player of your generation is in the house tonight."
He literally was like Mateus in the middle of a conversation with somebody else, and like looked over at Mateus and was just like. It was insane.
It's crazy.
So if that's not you don't need our stamp of approval. That's all you
he's
need.
He's an right inspiring there. Guy for yeah. sure.
So but, that's the inspiration that leads to the solo on the record.
Correct.
Definitely a lot of that. I don't know. Like the guitar solo is definitely lost art too. I feel like I don't know. But with what we do, we try to sound as live as possible while, you know, like I don't know. Our sound kind of like can sway here and there, but what kind of the thread through all of it is like a live kind of rock band-esque thread running through the album. And so
drums, bass, like, guitar, vocals,
guitar solo is just, it's just needed, you know. And I don't know why more people I guess don't do it. I guess it's a little risky, like, you know, you kind of have to like pull it off live and like nail it, and like you're definitely taking a little bit of risk there like with a live show. So maybe that's why it's not as, but I don't know, there's people that are way better than us at guitar who like definitely don't solo, don't take that risk. So I'm like, we're not that great, but we still kind of just go for it.
Exactly. I feel like that's a pretty good just way to describe us in general. It's like we just kind of go for it.
Like, yeah, like this, the record might be the best solo I play ever, but you know, here it is.
There it is.
I mean, it was good enough for me to be bringing it up in the middle of the interview. So I love it. It's one of my favorite little moments on this album, and there's a lot of good moments on this record too.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, and then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcast and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead, download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
I actually thought the way that the whole thing begins, I think I heard the sampler, so I don't know if this is a lead off track, but Roses, and that line, like, when did it become so cool to be so sad. I thought there's a nice marker in the sand. Like, you know, is that sort of the mantra for the record in a sense? You know, it sets it up in a way.
It definitely, like, there's a theme on the record. There's a song called Look Up that's like about like getting off your phone and like living in the moment. You know, Roses is very like, you know, Stop and Smell the Roses, like we're all alive, like your life is short, like appreciate it. And there's a song called Everybody Dies that's just like, yo, like, and the same theme, like everybody dies, like life is here and it's fragile and like we need to like appreciate it. And there's definitely those kinds of songs. And I think the Roses message is more like, I don't know, it's kind of a message to ourselves in a way, like a pep talk, because we have so many sad songs. And I feel like as an artist and as like, look at the internet, it's like, I don't know, I've always kind of had this like weird longing to be like, I need to be like this burdened, like sad, misunderstood artist. Like, it's not cool to be like happy on the internet and be like, yeah, life is awesome. It's like cool to be like, oh, like, you know, like, I don't know. So it was like kind of a message to myself to be like, yo, like, you don't cheer up. Buddy. You don't have to be like any certain way. Just be yourself and like, you know, it'll all work out.
And a great hook. I mean, we didn't bring up, I mean, the unedited version. It's Stop and Smell the Fucking Roses.
Stop and Smell the Fucking Roses.
It's just, yeah, that extra punch. I mean, a well-used, you know, swear word does the job.
Hey, well, that's good to know from you, because that was a big debate when we were cutting it. We were like, do we do the censored version? Do we not? What do we,
Which we kind of liked it, like somewhere in between, yeah, because like even like the lyric, like, it's like it bleeps it, but it's there. We haven't said fuck in a song yet, and we ended up putting fuck in a song like the next single that we put out, but we just felt like, I don't know, it was the almost more kitschy to like leave it there, because even like live we've only played it for like a couple little like private events here and there now, but like the people are like ready to say Stop and Smell the Fucking Roses.
It's a powerful moment. And you actually do get fuck later on with Sorry Mom. I mean, it's, you know, if you need it in the song, you know, it is there.
Not that we're scared to say fuck. It was just, you know, sometimes it's needed, sometimes it's not.
Hey, some of the greatest radio edits end up making better songs. Like, yep. My wife and I were talking about like Eminem, the radio edits usually ended up being better than the actual songs, you know, and stuff like that.
Like that Ed Sheeran song where they're like, don't with my love. It's like almost like you remember that version almost more, because like there's just like a nice rhythm to that.
Right.
I don't know.
It's a nice space.
Yeah.
And it's like implied. It's like, I don't know. It's nice.
I brought up Sorry Mom and paired with Who Do You Think You Are? You know, those two tracks right there, like that's Jack, especially Who Do You Think You Are? I mean, it does sound like a reckoning, you know, especially to be so narrative of the moment that you're in at the exact moments. Like it's, I find that for a lot of artists, that might be a bit tricky to, you know, to be able to see instead of in hindsight, it's not usually so present is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it was definitely a very in the moment song of just like, you know, well, like things are happening, dreams are coming true, like before our eyes, like, you know, like would my 15-year-old, 17-year-old self like recognize the person I am now? Like what would he think of me? You know, just interesting about.
It's also that moment though. I mean, you all do have, I'm sure, the friends who have grown up with you, and I've heard, I was never in a successful band, but I've heard it does change. Like when you go back home, it's like for whatever reason, it becomes a little bit awkward. I don't know if you've ran into that at all yet, but I know that's part of the story usually.
Thankfully, I don't know. Definitely for like people that I guess aren't my close friends probably, but like, thankfully I feel like my close friends, it's all kind of the same there, but like people that like, you kind of know, they're like, hey, like, yada, yada, yada. It's like, hey, you know.
Yeah. It's ideal. It's
still like, the same person.
Like, ideal that I can go home and feel like I'm home still, you know, like it's not weird. Like I've definitely, you know, as the band grows, like I've definitely been recognized by like random people. I'm from Bentonville, Arkansas, and it's super weird because like, not a lot happens there. Like it's a cool place to live and be raised and you know, go through however many years you're there. But like, it's really weird when people in Arkansas start recognizing who you are for what you do, like pretty whack. But it's good though, because all of my friends at home, my family are so, so, so supportive of what I do and respect the fact that when I come home, I'm coming home. I'm not coming back to be something that I'm actually not. I'm just coming home to be Garrison Burgess, the guy that's from Arkansas that loves his family and loves his friends. And they respect that and love that. And they just want it. That's how they want it to be. Very thoughtful people in my life. Very thoughtful people.
I feel like we're all kind of lucky with our families too. They kind of keep us like, I'm the oldest of six kids. So like I have five younger siblings that definitely just like check my ass. And I'll just always be like their goofy older brother. So like,
oh yeah, you know, we're not that special. Like,
it's a good, like kind of humbling experience when you go home and your siblings just like make fun of your last Instagram post. They're like, what is this? Like, why are you posting this? You're like, I don't know. Like,
you idiot.
With family, I got to ask the obvious question too, with that sorry mom. I mean, what was the answer? I mean, it's laid bare right there. How did that go over?
It went over actually pretty well. Like, I mean, my mom, as the song implies, my mom hates the F word. And honestly, that was probably still the biggest kind of hurdle to jump through and showing her the songs. It was like, hey, like there's a song that's about our relationship. And it has the F word in it. And it's just like, you know, it was, but she ended up listening to it. We had multiple conversations about it before she heard it. And, you know, at the end of the day, she was like, you know, I hate that you said the F word, you know, I'll never get behind the F word. I think it's, you know, her generation, just where the way she was raised, that's just not how they speak. And she's like, you know, I get it in a way, but she was like, I'll never be fond of that word, but the message of the song is good. And it's a beautiful song. So like, I think that's about the best outcome I could have hoped for.
I know you got lots on the way too. The upcoming tour, assuming everything goes good. We're talking about the Dan and Shay tour that's on the way. I see that there's a Ryman date that you guys are building up to. Do you do anything special for a show like that one? Extra special?
I mean, we'll go out after with some of our close friends and our crew, probably.
Hometown show. We're definitely going to play a lot of songs too.
And we'll play a lot, yeah.
The album comes out the following week. So it's kind of like a, hey, come hear the album before it's out. Like, we'll be selling physical copies. So you can, like, first time you can buy the album, like, people who come to the show will be able to hear it a week early, basically. And, like, you know, we're going to encourage people to like take videos and like, you know, post them online. So there can be some kind of like, oh shit, like listen to this one live.
Some
like,
hype,
just
going
some hype
really
around
sweet.
It. Like, it'll be really special. It's pretty much like the longest headline set we've ever played, because we haven't headlined a show in almost 2 years now, like a full year and a half, over a year and a half. So like, you know, we already had more songs than we could play in a set. Now we have 14 new songs. So we're playing like 10 from the new album. So like, I think like 6 or 7 songs that like no one's ever heard, which will be interesting. Just like, but the Ryman's like a listening room and people like, I think, are attentive and will like sit and like be like, okay, like let's hear this. So
yeah.
Well, I'm right up the road in Louisville, so I'm going to have to come down and catch one of these hometown shows too.
Oh, you got to, dude.
Yeah. I love that.
So would love to see you guys live. In the meantime, congrats on a full length album. It's so much fun to listen to what you guys have done. So, you know, best of luck to the rest of the year too, but thanks for taking the time to talk about it.
Totally.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having us on. Yeah.
My thanks to the band Camino again, the new album. It's their debut album, self-titled. Do check it out. And thanks again for listening to the episode. Before you get out, subscribe. I put out a new interview every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Acast, Podchaser, NPR. YouTube's got the video version. Or again, anywhere you get your podcast from, subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. An hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all three of them, at Kyle Meredith. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
That's most of my sentences.
Yeah, that's classic.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual, We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.